Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Next month marks 2 years since the Biden administration announced it would open a new kind of immigration court in Boston. It was supposed to speed up the process and make it fairer for people seeking asylum. A newly released report from the Harvard Law School Immigration Clinic is the first review of how well the new court is working, and the results aren't good. The report's lead author, Tiffany Liu, joins me now to talk about that. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hi, Aruba. Thank you so much for having me here.
Your findings are very detailed, but can you summarize the most important points for us?
In short, what we found is that asylum seekers who have been assigned to the dedicated docket in Boston are less likely to obtain asylum. And these disproportionately negative outcomes are in large part because asylum seekers on the dedicated docket are less likely to have legal representation. And for those who are ordered removed, many are removed without even having their day in court.
How many people do you think have been deported because of these issues that you've identified? And do we know which migrant groups have been the most affected?
Based on our study, up until August of 2022, what we found is that over 1,600 people have been ordered removed on the Boston dedicated docket. That's 34% of the completed cases. By contrast, only 4% of people who have been assigned to the dedicated docket here in Boston have been granted asylum. When we talk about the communities who have been impacted, there is a large proportion of people from Brazil. Over 74% of the dedicated docket are people from Brazil, and over 40% of people and asylum seekers are children.
This fast-track court in Boston is one of 11 nationwide, and it's the biggest. And the Biden administration said when it was chosen that Boston was chosen in part because it has plenty of legal aid providers. So were migrants here generally able to get local legal aid?
The frank reality is that there simply are not enough resources to go around. When immigrants appear in immigration court, judges provide them a list of pro bono, meaning free legal service providers. And in our research, what we found is that the vast majority of them are at capacity and are unable to take on new cases. The unpredictability that the dedicated docket imposes, makes it even more difficult for these legal service providers to provide representation. And to take a step back, asylum seekers in the U.S. have a right by law to have immigration representation, but at their own expense. What that means in practice is that asylum seekers either have to be the lucky few who are able to obtain pro bono representation from these legal service providers who are under-resourced, or have the means to obtain private representation.
What was the result of not having legal representation?
There were few, very few, but every single person who was granted asylum on the dedicated docket here in Boston had legal representation. And of those who were ordered removed, over 60% of them were unrepresented.
How have officials responded to your findings?
We have not yet received official response to our report directly. We are hopeful that some change will be made, but advocacy is needed on this front.
Are there other recommendations that you're making to improve the process for migrants?
Absolutely. I mean, I think first and foremost, the Biden administration should terminate the dedicated docket and impose safeguards and ensure safeguards to protect the rights of asylum seekers. This would start by terminating the dedicated docket because it simply is not possible to have these expedited proceedings while also safeguarding access to justice and counsel for individuals.
Tiffany Liu is a fellow at the Harvard Immigration and Refugee Clinical Program. Thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
Thank you so much for having me.